让我们这两这三天我们能够在主里一同啊有一点交通。
Thank the Lord that in these 3 days that He enables us to have fellowship in Him.
我们刚才唱这首诗歌。
The hymn we just sang.
这是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒、孙子雅各。他们共同的一个经历。
The hymn we just sang is about the same experience that Abraham and his son Isaac and Jacob, his grandson, they all had the same experience.
今天晚上我要用这首诗歌来和弟兄姐妹有一点交通。
So tonight, I would like to share with you all based upon this hymn.
同时，我们要从旧约里头啊，神所颁布的一个典章，还有新约里头神给我们看见的关于神的仆人该怎样来侍奉神。
So through one of the statutes in the Old Testament, and also through a passage in the New Testament about the Lord's servants in the vineyard, we will see how this our theme will be played out.
本来我想和你们交通一点关于侍奉主的事情。
Originally, I would like to share with you all this matter of serving the Lord.
我也把一些大纲寄给黄弟兄。
And I did send some outlines to our brother Huang.
但是到时间都快到了，理念们一直觉得是不妥。
But somehow, as the time of sharing drew near, in my heart, I just didn't feel it's right.
所以我临时好像总不稀客我讲那些，让我讲这两天该讲的。
So towards the end, I realized that the Lord did not want me to share with you on those outlines, but tonight we will be sharing on what I'll be sharing with you.
我是昨天晚上啊，大概四点多钟到这里的。
I arrived last night around 10 p.m.
那么我昨天的早晨大概一点半左右。
And yesterday morning, about 1:30,
准备睡觉了。
At the time when I was,
可是呢，里面觉得不对，今天晚上要讲的还需要有一些改变。
Then again, in my heart, I felt something wasn't quite right, so I did some change about outline for tonight's sharing.
我就不知道我该怎么讲。
So I really don't know how to pursue with this theme.
一直到今天早晨三点的时候。
Until this morning around 3 a.m.
就是昨天早晨啊，三点半的时候。
Actually, yesterday morning at 3 a.m.
我在主面前稍微有一点清楚的感觉。
Then my feeling became more clear before the Lord.
首先，我们要讲的是刚才唱的这首诗歌。
Now, first of all, we would like to talk about the hymn we just sang.
接下去我们要看旧约里头神对他百姓所讲的一个典章。
And then we would go on to talk about the very statute in the Old Testament which God had given to His people.
最末了，盼望有一点时间简单提一提神借着他的仆人所给我们释放的一些信息。
And toward the end of my sharing would be about the message that God delivered to His servant.
神要拯救我们，要我们侍奉他。
God has saved us so that we could serve Him.
但是很多时候，我们会以为神是要我们热心为他做许多的工。
But so many times we think that. It is God's will for us to be so zealous to simply work for Him.
其实这些还不是神所最重视的。
But all these are not actually being emphasized by our God.
神乃是盼望我们这些要来侍奉他的人。
What God wants is that through us who want to serve Him,
我们这个人要对。
That we have to be right.
我们要懂得他的心意。
We have to know His heart.
我们要按照他的心意来学习服侍他。
And we need to learn to serve Him according to His purpose.
所以，在侍奉主这一件事上。
Therefore, in the matter of serving the Lord.
神不太注意我们的工作。
God really doesn't pay much attention to our work.
神所注意的是我们这个人。
What He focuses on is we as people.
所以有一位神的仆人这样说。
So one of God's servants once said so.
我们不要只忠于神交托给我们的工作。
Don't focus mainly on the very work that God has entrusted to us.
而忽略了我们乃是神手中的工作。
But we neglect the very fact that we are the workmanship in God's hand.
这一句话在对我来说是我还不到十几岁的时候我就听见这句话。
Now, when I was in my teens, I heard this statement.
这六十多年来
Through all these 16 plus years,
神常借着这一句话提醒。
God often reminds me through this very statement.
你这一个蒙神拯救的人。
Saying that you who are saved by God.
神，你是神的儿女。
You are God's child.
你也是神的仆人。
At the same time, you are God's servant.
这是我们每一个人不同的身份。
Even though we have different statuses,
一面我们是神的儿女
we have different statuses.
一面
on the one hand, we are God's children.
另一面我们也都是神的仆人
we also are God's
都该来侍奉他
So we all should come to serve Him.
怎么侍奉呢
And how do we serve Him?
神所注意的
What God emphasizes
还不是我们怎样替他做工
Not that how we should work him for him.
乃是我们要让神更多有机会做工在我们这个人身上。
Instead, what God emphasizes is that we really have to give God more opportunities for him to work in us.
改变我们这个人。
To change us.
装备我们这个人。
To equip us.
把我们这个人做成他心意中所要得着的一个仆人。
So he can work in us to turn in us into the kind of person that's in his heart.
那我们稍微来看一看，刚才我们唱这一首诗歌。
Let's now consider briefly the very hymn we just sang.
有两节的圣经，我们一起来看一下。
At the same time, we will refer to passages of the Bible.
头一注就是希伯来书第十一章第十节。
First is Hebrews 11:10.
十一章第十节。
Hebrews 11:10.
用我们方便的话，国语、英文。或者其他的话都可以哈，我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read it together, using the language which you're accustomed to.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。这一句话是指着亚伯拉罕说的。
This statement refers to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕等候。那一座有根基的城
Because Abraham was looking for the city which has foundation.
就是神所经营所建造的
His architect and builder is God.
我们再读十六节
And now we will read verse 16.
他们好等我一起来哈
Together.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的所以神称为他们的神并不以为耻 因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。第十节说他是指着亚伯拉罕。
Now in verse 10, the he refers to Abraham.
16节说他们。
Here in verse 16, as we read,
是指着亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒，还有孙子雅各。
It refers to Abraham, his son Isaac, and Jacob, his grandson.
这是蒙福的三代，祖孙三代。
All these are the blessed three generations, grandfather, father, and grandson.
他们不止一同蒙神的呼召。
All together, they were called by God.
他们也看见那一座有根基的城。
They also saw the city with foundations.
所以他们甘心乐意地在地上过可以的生活。
Therefore, freely and willingly, they led a pilgrim's life on earth.
让我们稍微来说一点关于亚伯拉罕的经历。
Now let's just talk about Abraham's experience quickly.
从最早来说。
Start from the very beginning.
他大概他是75岁之前到底是多早？圣经没有详细的交代。
The Bible didn't record it so in detail that what happened before he was 75 years old.
也许是50岁，也许是60岁，不知道。
Maybe at the age of 50 or 60, we don't know.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
This glorious God appeared to Abraham.
要神说他要带领他到一个地方去。
And God told him that he would bring him to a place.
并且要把那个地方给他做产业。
And God told him that that place would be his inheritance.
然后他就照着神的带领走，离开了他的家乡乌尔。
Therefore, Abraham, according to God's leading, left his homeland Ur.
但是他离开家乡的时候，他不知道神要带领他去哪里。
But at the moment that he left his homeland, he didn't know where God would lead him to.
当他离开的时候，还是爸爸这个老父亲舍不得这个孩子。爸爸说：“你要走，那我来带队。”所以他就领着他们往北边去。
And Abraham, as he was about to depart, his father wasn't willing to let go of this son, so he told Abraham, let me take you northward.
可是走到哈兰那个地方,
when they came to Haran,
老父亲说, 可以了吧?
The old father said, well, that's it, that's the place.
我们走这一段路, 很多都是山路, 好辛苦。
It's quite a trip, walking on this ragged mountain road.
亚伯拉罕这个乖儿子也就听爸爸的话。
So Abraham, being such a good son, simply listened to his father's word.
我想我们知道，神是向亚伯拉罕显现。
We know that God appeared to Abraham.
是亚伯拉罕得着神的意象，看见神的心意。
It is Abraham who saw God's vision and knew his will.
他的老父亲，神没有向他老父亲显现。
God did not reveal himself to Abraham's father.
在这里，一个没有意象的父亲，带领有意象的儿子要来走天路。
So here we see that a father without God's vision was leading the son with who had God's vision, and they were about to walk in this heavenly way.
所以走到半路是就停下来。
Halfway through, they stopped.
在那里等多久不知道。
And we don't know how long they stay there.
直到他父亲205岁，亚伯拉罕75岁的时候。
Until when his father was 205 years old and Abraham was 75 years old,
爸爸就死了。
The old father died.
然后神第二次向亚伯拉罕显现。
And then God appeared to Abraham the second time.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他就带着妻子还有一个侄儿罗德一同到迦南地的示剑城。
Abraham, together with his wife and his nephew, Lot, they went to the city of Shechem.
到了事件的时候，耶和华神向他显现。
When they came to the city of Shechem, the Lord God appeared to them.
他也在那里开始做了第一座坛，在那里求告神的名。
And there Abraham built the very first altar, calling on the name of God.
在事件住了都一些时候。
After he stayed at Shechem for a while,
神又告诉他说，
God again told him,
你还得再往前走。
Go move further northward.
结果神就把他 带到那个这个伯特利，靠近伯特利那个地方。
And then God continued to lead him down to Bethlehem.
很可惜，他没有住到伯特利城里头去。
It's down to Bethel, and it's quite a shame Abraham did not actually live in Bethel.
他住在爱城和伯特利的中间。
Abraham lived between the city of Ai and Bethel.
一个是神的家，
Bethel is the house of God.
一个是乱堆，爱城。
And Ai simply means a heap.
要不然两头不到岸，就在中间停下了。
And Abraham was stuck in between, and then he stayed there.
后来我们没有看见神在带他，带领他。
Later on, we did not see that God led him on further.
他自己搬他的帐篷往南边走。
But Abraham moved his tents further down the south.
结果碰见了那个地方有饥荒。
And it just happened there was a famine there.
索性他就下了埃及去了。
So he just took all his possessions and went down to Egypt.
在埃及出了事情。
And something happened in Egypt.
他告诉人说，这个太太是他的妹妹。
He told everybody else that his wife was his sister.
被埃及的法老王把这个老女人接到宫里头去了。
So Pharaoh, king of Egypt, actually took Abraham's wife into his palace.
对不起，我说她老女人，因为她年纪嘛，那个时候年纪已经快七十岁了。
I would call her an old lady because she was about 70 years old.
可是她一点也不见老，非常的美丽。
But she didn't look old at all. She was still so beautiful.
感谢神，是神的怜悯。
Praise the Lord that it is because of God's mercy.
不然神在亚伯兰身上的计划就完全被破坏了。
Otherwise, God's purpose in Abraham would be totally destroyed.
亚伯兰这个老人家怕死。
Because Abraham, although he was old, he was afraid of death.
好像是把他太太牺牲了。
He was willing to sacrifice his wife.
这是亚伯拉罕的失败。
This was Abraham's failure.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
神不能失败。
God never fails.
所以后来法老知道了。
So later on, when Pharaoh got to know this
matter, 神责备他。
Then God scolded him.
你怎么可以把别人的妻子带来了？
How could you take in other people's wife?
法老说我是冤枉的。
Pharaoh said, I was innocent.
他告诉我那是他的妹妹。
Because he told me that she was his sister.
结果亚伯拉罕还在法老的面前受了责备。
And in the end,
受责备，受挨骂。
Abraham was rebuked.
但是法老很好，还送他很多的牛羊。
But still, Pharaoh was very good. Even he gave Abraham a lot of flocks and sheep.
后来亚伯拉罕也没不好意思在埃及再住下。
And Abraham was so embarrassed he couldn't stay in Egypt any longer.
慢慢的又回到老地方，就是
伯特利这个地方。He moved back to where he used to live, Bethel.
当他回来的时候
，And when he came back,
耶和华第四次向他显现。
The Lord revealed himself to Abraham the fourth time.
他就在那里，又在那里求告主的名。
And there again, Abraham called on the name of God.
神后来又带他到了这个希伯伦。
And then later, God led him to Hebron.
在那里，神头一次跟他立约。
And there, God, for the first time, made a covenant with him.
我要把这个地方赐给你和你的后裔做产业。
I will give this land to you and your descendants as inheritance.
前面他还没有到伯特利之前，
before Abraham,
到希伯伦之前，
before Abraham reached Hebron,
神还叫他起来行走。
God told him, stand up, walk through the land.
凡你所走过的地，我都要给你和你。
All the land you walk through, I will give it to you and your descendants.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
神再一次应许他。
Here, God once again promised him, saying that I would give this land to you and your descendants.
他对神说，我都没有孩子。
And Abraham said to God, Lord, I do not have any descendants.
这些地谁来承受啊？
Who's going to inherit all these lands?
就是我家里那个仆人来承受我的产业好了。
Maybe as just a servant of my household, he will inherit everything.
所以说不，
God says no.
是你自己所生的才要成为你的后裔。
The seed that came from you will be called your descendant.
可是那个是亚伯拉罕已经85岁。
At that time, Abraham was 85 years old.
他的老太太75岁。
His old wife was 75 years old.
他说，那么我没有办法替你生孩子。
And the wife said that I'm not able to bear you any children.
我们家里这个丫头。
How about my maidservant?
这个下人。
The one who served me.
那么就是下家。
That's Hagar.
你就收她。
Hagar, why don't you take her?
为我来生儿子。
So, you could bear children for me.
这个老太太很慷慨，是不是？
Isn't this old lady generous?
亚伯拉罕也接受了。
And Abraham accepted.
结果呢？
And then what happened?
生了一个以实玛利。
And they bore this Ishmael.
在他86岁的时候生了以实玛利。
Abraham was 86 years old. He gave birth to Ishmael.
一个人到了85岁。
When a person comes to the age of
85, 生了一个宝贝儿子。
And then he got this precious son.
我们应该想，哎呀，亚伯拉罕心里觉得很满意。
And we would assume that Abraham would be so satisfied.
感谢神，神终于给我有一个后裔。
Because he would say, thank the Lord, I finally have a descendant.
他抱着孩子，孩子长大，看着孩子，他心里就满足了。
As he held the son, seeing him growing up, shouldn't he be very satisfied in his heart?
一直到他99岁的时候。
But until he was 99 years old,
神才再一次向他显现。
Then again, God appeared to him.
亚伯拉罕啊，
Abraham,
你在我的面前应该做一个完全的人。
Be perfect before me.
意思就是说，
God is saying,
神多年多次向他显现。
That although God had shown himself to Abraham so many years and so many times,
施恩给他，带领他，保守他，
giving grace to him, protecting him, leading him,
但是他一直还是不完全。
Still, Abraham was not perfect.
从他生了以实玛利，到神再向他显现，有13年之久。
It is 13 years. In between, ever since he gave birth to Ishmael until God actually showed him.
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
可是神对着这个他心意中的人，竟然13年之久，神没有说话。
But to Abraham, the man of God's heart, God for 13 years kept silent.
神没有话说吗？
Is it because God had nothing to say?
神满肚子的话语。
God has so many words to talk about.
可是神知道，神不能说。
However, God knew that he could not say anything.
因为亚伯拉罕 没有办法再听神对他说什么。
Because during this time, Abraham was not able to hear anything.
因为亚伯拉罕看见这个儿子，他有指万事足。
Because as Abraham looked at his son, he just felt that he's got everything. He was so content.
他里面太满足了。
He was so satisfied with him.
所以神没有办法对他说话。
So at this point, God could not speak anything to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
我们从蒙恩直到如今,
from the very time we are saved by His grace until now,
我们神曾何对我们说话?
Has God ever said anything to us?
我们多少次听见他的话?
And how many times have we actually heard Him say?
若是我们能常感觉神对我们说话,
if we are able to hear, to feel that He often speaks to us,
是神之大的怜悯,
this is because of God's extremely great mercy.
弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
有的时候因为神的保守, 神的带领,
sometimes because of God's leading, because of His protection,
我们觉得感谢主, 我们享受他的平安, 享受他的祝福,
we just feel that, oh, thank the Lord, we enjoy His blessing, we enjoy His leading,
我们心里就满足了。
And we're so satisfied.
若是这样,
if this is the case,
恐怕神就不能再对我们说什么。
Then probably God is not able to speak to us anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
当亚伯兰九十九岁的时候,
when Abraham was 99 years old,
神带着沉重的心情对他说,
with such a heavy heart, God said to him,
亚伯拉罕啊,
Abraham,
你在我的面前应该做完全的人,
be perfect before me.
你知道今天还是这样的不完全,
until today you're still so imperfect.
你下了埃及,
you went down to Egypt,
在外邦君王的面前献仇,
and you did such an ugly thing before the heathen king.
差一点把你的妻子都断送了。
Almost you destroyed your wife.
你回来了。
Now you came back.
神继续带领你走。
And God would continue to lead you on in the journey.
你又因为不相信我。
And because you did not believe me.
受了这个下礼。
And you simply received your maidservant,
生了这从肉体而生的以实玛利。
And then you gave birth to this Ishmael from your flesh.
还你所行的这一切。
So God said, everything you have done,
有哪一件是完全的？
Is there anything perfect before
you? 你离开完全太远了。
You are so far away from perfection.
应该在我面前做完全。
You should walk before me and be perfect.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神终于打破沉默，对亚伯拉罕说话了。
Now God finally broke His silence and He spoke to Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕属天的道路中一个非常重要的转捩点。
This is such an extremely important turning point in Abraham's heavenly pilgrimage.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你我在跟随主的路上,
in this journey as you and I follow the Lord,
曾后也有过这样的经历。
Has it ever happened like this? An experience like Abraham's?
主恩待我们。
May the Lord show us His grace.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神向亚伯兰显现。
Now God appeared again to Abraham.
神再一次应许亚伯拉罕。
And once again God promised Abraham,
要把这个地给他和他后裔做产业。
That He would grant this land to him and his offspring as inheritance.
亚伯兰的话我们就不多说了。
Now we will not talk more about the things of Abraham.
他一百岁生的这个宝贝,
now this very treasure he's got,
就是以
实玛利, he got it at 100 years old is Isaac.
以实玛利是照着肉体生的,
Ishmael was born in the flesh.
神不承认,
So God would not acknowledge him.
以撒是神应许而生的, 凭神的应许而生的,
and Isaac was born according to God's promise.
他说这个以撒, 才要成为你的后裔。
And God said that this Isaac will become your descendant.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在一生中, 神也多次向以撒显现。
Throughout Isaac's life, that God often appeared himself to him.
我补充一句话, 神向亚伯拉罕一生显现, 有12次之多。
I just want to add one more thing that throughout Abraham's time, that God showed himself to him 12 times.
以撒大概两三次。
And God revealed himself to Isaac about
感谢主,
2 or 3 times. Now we thank the Lord that Abraham's grandson was born.
孙子出生的时候，亚伯拉罕这个老爷还在。
When the grandson was born, the grandfather was still alive.
那个时候，爸爸是60岁。
Now the father was 60 years old.
祖父亚伯拉罕是160岁。
The grandfather was 160 years old.
所以亚伯拉罕过世的时候。
So at the time when Abraham passed away,
雅各已经15岁了,
Jacob was 15 years old.
感谢神, 神在雅各身上应该, 我都没记错, 有6次的显现。
If I'm correct, God appeared to Jacob 6 times throughout his life.
雅各一生的经历也不容易。
It's Jacob's whole life experiences were not that easy either.
祖孙三代,
the three generations, the grandfather, the father, the grandson, they all follow the Lord.
在道路上最艰难的是雅各。
And throughout their journeys, the most difficult one was encountered by Jacob.
他的天性很狡猾。
Because he had this very treacherous nature.
他的进取心很强。
He was so self-driven.
在母亲的怀里,
even in his mother's womb,
他就想做哥哥。
He wanted to be the older one.
结果让以扫先出来, 先生出来。
But in the end, Esau was born first.
他不服气, 抓住哥哥的脚跟, 跟着就出来了。
He would not take a no for this, so he simply grabbed the heel of his brother.
这个在妇人生育的历史上是不是一个军事的记录?
So in a woman's pregnancy record, this is something that really broke the record.
普通双胞胎、三胞胎是多胞胎，都是一个出来，再过一段时间再一个，再过一段时间再一个。
Whether it's twins or triple babies, when they were born, it's usually that the first one came out, and after several minutes, a while, the second one would come out.
唯独利伯家怀孕的时候,
but only when Rebecca was pregnant,
两兄弟啊，就在妈妈肚子里头，在那里争，在那里吵。
The two brothers were struggling, fighting even within the mother's womb.
结果雅各吵输了。And
Jacob lost.
给哥哥以扫先出来了。
So Esau came out first.
他紧抓住哥哥的脚跟，就也生出来了。So
Jacob simply grabbed the heel of Esau tightly, and then he was born.
他一生从小他就是很安静。
All of his life, he was very quiet.
不像哥哥那么外向, 整天到处跑。
And his brother was outgoing, always out of the house.
可是他的, 外面看他安静。
But outward looking, even though Jacob appeared very quiet,
他的心啊, 一点都不安静。
But not so with his heart.
他最叫他痛苦的,
the thing that pricked him most,
为什么神让我变作小的，变作弟弟？
Is that why did God allow me to be the younger one?
但是无论如何，我的祖父、我父亲从神所得的祝福。
But no matter what, the very blessings my grandfather and my father received from God,
就是长孙 所要承受的这个加倍的祝福啊。
That is the double portion of the blessing for the firstborn.
绝对不能让哥哥拿去。
I would never allow my brothers to get it.
我一定要得着长子的名分。
No matter what, I want to gain this right of the firstborn.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，你们知道这个故事。
Our young brothers and sisters, do you know this story?
结果他怎么样啊？
And then what happened to him?
有一天他在炖红豆汤。
One day when he was cooked the lentil soup.
你们欢喜吗？
Do you like this soup like
this? 我欢喜。
I like it.
我欢喜红豆汤。
I like this red soup.
哎，哥哥从外面打猎回来。
And the older brother came home from hunting.
真是累昏了。
And he was so hot.
老远就闻到弟弟的这个红豆汤的味道。
He was tired also, and from far away, he could smell of this of soup.
他就告诉这个老弟说。
Therefore, he just went over to talk to his younger brother.
这个红豆汤来一碗行吗？
Give me a bowl of this.
我现在又饥又渴呀。
I am hungry and I'm thirsty.
弟弟说，我们都是兄弟，没问题。
So Jacob said, of course, we're brothers.
不过有一个小小的条件。
However, I just have one
very small condition. 我这碗红豆汤给你啊。
I'll give you this red stew.
你要把那个长子的名分卖给我。
Just tell me your firstborn right.
以扫说，这个傻瓜。
And
心里想着你这个傻瓜。
And Esau said so within his heart.
什么长子的名分啊？
What firstborn right?
还是红豆汤现实啊。
And this red stew is more practical than everything else.
好吧，你要长子没问就给你。
You want the firstborn right, you have it.
红豆汤喝了就走了。
So he took the bowl of red stew and drank it and left.
这就是雅各。
And this is Jacob.
后来，爸爸有一天了，告诉这个大儿子。
That the father told this older son.
我就快死了。
I'm about to die.
不知道哪一天会死。
And I don't know the date.
所以你好好去打猎。
Go hunting.
做我欢喜吃的那个野味。
Make the a game that I like for me.
我吃了我就要替你祝福。
And after I eat it, I'll bless you.
把长子的福分给你。
I'll give you the blessings of the firstborn.
这个话给这个老太太听见了。
It just happened the old lady.Rebecca heard it.
利伯加就叫雅各来。
So Rebecca called Jacob.
雅各啊。
Jacob.
你赶快。
Quickly.
从羊群中取一个羊羔来。
From a flock, get a fatted lamb.
妈妈来把它做成好的味道。
Now mom will cook it really well.
给你爸爸吃。
And bring it to your father.
那你就告诉爸爸说。
And then tell your father.
我就是以扫。
I am Esau.
是你的大儿子。
I'm your oldest one.
他说这怎么行啊？
Jacob said, how could it be?
我的声音跟哥哥的声音完全不一样。
My voice is so different from my brother's.
妈上说没关系。
And mom said, well, that's all right.
从箱子里头找着了毛衣。
And out of the chest, she found a hairy garment.
从脖子这里就套下来了。
Starting from the neck and put that on Jacob.
他就端坐妈妈做了这一盘的野味。
And Jacob
去爸爸那里。
Holding this game cooked by
the mother
went to his father.
来得这么快啊。
And the father said, how could you come back so quickly?
他说感谢神啊，神祝福我。
And praise God that God has blessed me, giving me such a good opportunity to hunt the game.
这个爸爸听了，他眼睛都已经看不见了。
Now the father heard him and his eyes were dim.
可是耳朵还行。
But his hearing was still good.
他说儿子啊。
So he said, son.
听听，他说你过来，我摸摸看。
Now draw closer. Let me feel you.
摸他的脖子，摸他的手，哎，都是毛。
So he felt his neck, his arms, yes.They were full of hair.
以撒就糊涂了。
And then Isaac became confused.
声音吗？是雅各的声音。
Yes, the voice is Jacob's voice.
身体呢？又是以扫的身体。
But it seems the body is Esau's body.
到底是雅各是以扫就搞不清了。
So he was confused who this is, Esau or Isaac.
哎呀，因为野味太香了。
But because the delicious food that
老人家也就不管那么多了。
So the old man didn't care much anymore.
就吃了野味。
So he simply ate again.
为儿子祝福。
And he blessed his son.
后来他才发现给骗了。
Then later on, he realized that he was duped.
以撒有点糊涂了，是吧？
Isn't Isaac confused?
很感谢神。
But thank God.
当他大儿子在那里哭，在那里求，爸爸，你难道不能给我一点祝福吗？
When the older son in the end cried out weeping badly, said, Father, can you just bless me?
以撒毕竟还是一个跟随神的人。
Isaac, no matter what, is the person who really follows.
虽然他做错了。
Even though he did something wrong.
他知道神本来的意思就是要立雅各做长子。
But this he knew that it is God's will that the younger one should be the firstborn.
所以他不敢再为大儿子。
Therefore, he wouldn't dare to bless the eldest son anymore.
但是
But
雅各后来的一生
But Jacob's life later on,
他受神许多的管教、对付、剥夺
is being dealt with so much by the Lord and chastened by the Lord.
在岳父的家中20年之久受许多的
20 years he suffered so much in his father-in-law's house.
在回家的路上
On his way back home.
妈妈死了见不到妈妈
Jacob's mom died. He no longer saw her.
最叫他痛苦的
What's the most, the thing that anguished Jacob
first most? 就是他四个妻妾中最爱的那姐在路上死了。
That that his beloved Rachel died on the way back home.
后来连约瑟也不见了。
Even Joseph disappeared.
他的儿子们告诉他，约瑟被野兽撕毁了。
Now Jacob's son told him that Joseph was simply torn apart by animals.
长话短说。
Just put the long story in short. Jacob throughout his life is the, suffers most.
路最艰难。
And his journey was the most difficult one. But thank God.
神曾经多次向他显现。
God revealed himself to Jacob so many times.
刚才我们看着希伯来书11:16所说的
Just as Hebrews 11:16 we just read
他们等候那一座有根基的
They waited for the city with foundation
所以他们忍受多少的艰苦
Therefore throughout the journey they simply endured the suffering
但感谢主
We thank the Lord
雅各到了147岁的时候
Jacob at 147 years old.
他就要死了，要见主神了。
When he was about to die to see the Lord.
他为两个孙子的祝福。
As he blessed his two grandchildren.
为12个儿子的祝福。
As he blessed his 12 sons.
给我们看见。
We could see it here.
他灵里的光景。
His spiritual condition.
灵里的明亮。
The spiritual brightness in his heart
胜过他的父亲
surpassed his father
还胜过他的祖父
even surpassed that of his grandfather
弟兄姐妹
so brothers and sisters
他苦受的最多
Jacob was the one who suffered most
可是他在神旨意中神的手中他降服下来
but in God's will In his hand, he simply yielded himself.
他属灵的光景达到最明亮。
Therefore, his spiritual state was the brightest.
为我们留下多少佳美的见证。
At the same time, he also left us so many wonderful testimonies.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved,
刚才我们唱的诗歌。
The hymn we just sang.
他仰望一座城。
He looks for a city.
我们今已然最后一句。
The very last stanza.
弟兄姐妹。盼望在神的城中。
Friends and sisters, we hope that in the city of God,
和神永远为伴。
That we would keep him company.
但愿我们也能像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样。
If only that we could also be like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
享受神为我们所预备的。
That we could enjoy everything God has prepared for us.
愿你以今日地上的帐篷为居于。
So we are content simply to dwell in the earthly tent.
和主一同经过这个客地。
And we will, together with the Lord, to go through this pilgrimage.
亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Abraham.
我的神。
Is also the God of you and me.
我们要回来，稍微来看两段的圣经。
Now we'll come back to refer to two passages.
这个第一段的圣经是在
first,
出埃及记二十一章。
First passage is in Exodus 21, chapter 21.
这里有第一节到第六节。
Here we will read from verse 1 to 6.
也许我们稍微来看一下。他说，你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样。
We will just quickly read them. Now these are the ordinances which you are to set before them.
这里说到神为以色列人立了典章。
Here it tells us that God had prepared this ordinance before.
弟兄姐妹还记得吗？
Beloved, do you recall this?
以色列人因为雅各后来因为约瑟在埃及做宰相，所以他们全家人都搬到埃及去了。
Jacob and all the Israelites went down to Egypt because Joseph was the prime minister in Egypt.
因为他们所做的迦南地和埃及将来要有七年的大饥荒。
Because there was going to have 7 years of famine in the land of Egypt and also in the land of Canaan.
那么后来因为约瑟的缘故，他们全家到埃及去逃荒。
So because of Joseph, the whole household of Jacob simply go down to Egypt.
以色列人在埃及住了430年。
Israelites lived in Egypt for 430 years.
在祸及大半的时间。以色列家成了埃及人的奴隶。
In the latter part of these years, that all the Israelites became enslaved to Egypt.
经受很多的痛苦。
And they suffered so many things. We thank God.
神后来呼召摩西，带领以色列人出埃及。
Then God called Moses, and Moses led Israelites out of Egypt.
神告诉以色列人说。
So God told the Israelites,
我带领你们出埃及。
Now I lead you out of Egypt.
是要叫你们在旷野来侍奉我。
So that you could serve me in the wilderness.
一面是救他们脱离埃及人的欺负。
On the one hand, that God delivered them from the oppression from Egyptians.
更重要的是要他们来侍奉神。
More importantly, God wanted them to serve Him.
他们到了旷野以后。
So after they reached the wilderness, at the foot of Mount Sinai,
神呼召摩西,
God called Moses
多次上西乃山,
many times to come up to Mount Sinai.
有的时候去了很快就回来。
Sometimes Moses went up to the Mount Sinai.
但是有一次摩西带着约书亚一同上山。
But this very one time that Moses took Joshua, they went up to Mount Sinai.
他们两个人在山腰半山那里等了六天。
And halfway through, they waited 6 days there.
第七天, 神呼召摩西上山,
on the seventh day, God called Moses.
一去, 就是40天,
and Moses had gone up for 40 days.
加上前面的6天,
and if you added the previous 6 days,
摩西在山上住了46天,
Moses actually lived in the mountain 46 days.
神的百姓慌了,
and God, all of God's people became
怎么摩西不见了?
Fluttered. Where? What happened to Moses?
会不会在山上遭遇什么不测?
Could it be that something happened to him in the mountain?
要亚伦造金牛犊,
so they asked Aaron to build the golden calf
来做他们的神,
so that this golden calf could become their God to lead them on.
这就是神的百姓,
and this is God's children. What a pity.
神那样的明显的带领他们,
God had been leading them so clearly. But they had no faith.
一点的等候, 一点的拦处, 他们就走自己的路了,
with little waiting, with little difficulties, they just went astray.
惹了神很大的生气,
and provoked God to great anger.
因着摩西迫切的祷告,
and because of Moses' fervent prayer,
神终于原谅百姓,
God finally forgave his children.
然后后来神又叫摩西上山,
and then later on, God called Moses again to the top of the mountain.
本来那两个法板, 就是四条戒, 重新神在上面写字, 然后带下来,
so God wrote again on the tablet of stone the Ten Commandments for Moses to bring them down.
这就是出埃及记20章, 那里所说的十条诫,
and the Ten Commandments were recorded in Exodus 20.
你们有什么弟兄姐妹会背这十条诫吗?
Any brother or sister can recite these Ten Commandments?
有背过吗?
Have you ever tried to memorize them?
那我没时间讲十条诫命,
now I don't have time to explain on these Ten Commandments.
简单说,
but simply put,
十条诫命有两条说当应该做什么,
and there are two imperatives here. It says what you need to do.
还有八条说不可以,
and the other eight imperatives say you should not.
你们是我的百姓,
you're my people.
这个可以应该做,
you could do this and that.
还有很多很多都不可以做,
and there are many others you cannot do.
这就是神的律法,
and this is God's law.
后来保罗来解释这件事,
when Paul comes to explain,
他说律法本来是好的,
he says the law is
可是啊,
good,
不是叫人守的,
but it's not for you to keep,
乃是要叫人在律法的跟前发现自己的无能,
it's for you to realize that before law you're so incapable,
人没有办法全守律法,
and simply men cannot keep all the laws.
你既然不能全守律法, 换了一条, 就是等于换了重条,
since you cannot keep all the laws, if you violate one law, you simply violate the whole law.
那为什么神又给人律法呢?
And why is God gave men laws?
不是要他们守,
it's not for them to keep,
乃是要他们知道自己的无能,
but for them to know their incapability.
然后保罗说,
Then Paul said,
律法是要把我们引到神的儿子耶稣基督的面前,
all this law simply leads us to the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
在律法的跟前, 我们只有被定罪,
before law, we could only be condemned.
唯有靠耶稣基督才可以称义,
but only through Jesus Christ we could be justified.
可是以色列人经过1600年的奴隶,
now, Israelites through 1600 years of slavery,
其中有少数敬畏神的人,
just few among them who are godly,
尽力遵守律法,
they did all they could to obey the laws.
可是没有一个人是能全守律法的,
but it simply is the fact none can actually obey all the laws.
大部分的百姓在律法跟前都失败了,
most of the people of God simply failed before the laws.
感谢神,
we thank God.
神给他们十条诫命之后,
after God gave them Ten Commandments,
再跟下去21章,
What follows in chapter 21?
神就给他们一个典章,
is that God here gives them an ordinance.
立法之外给他们一个典章,
apart from the laws, God now gave them the
好几个典章, 其中我们要看的是头一个典章,
there are several ordinances. But here we will consider the very first one.
我们读圣经有一个原则,
now, as we study the Bible, there is
圣经中,
a principle 同类的事情, that in the Bible, many similar things,
头一次发现的,
and when the very first
那,
among the similar things
appears,
that very matter
啊,
is
是一个原则性的,
it speaks of the principle.
是一个控制性的, 控制, 管理,
控制,
控制,
okay. That statement is the controlling clause.
就是说, 这一个, 控制了, 代表了底下很多,
that means the very first mentioned thing simply controls
好,
and represents what comes next.
我们要来看这个典章,
here, we'll consider what this ordinance means.
好, 从第二节, 哈,
now, starting from verse 2,
21章, 第二节,
Exodus
21,
verse
2
to verse
6. 我们大家,
we'll read it all together.
这样好不好? 轮流来读, 用华语, 读第一节, 第二节, 英文读第三节, 好, 第四节, 第五节, 第六节, 大家合起来读, 用自己的话读。
Starting from the reading from the Chinese Bible, the first verse and alternately the second verse in English, when we come to verse 6, we read it all together in both languages.
第二节我们先来,
now, verse 2, Chinese, please, Bible, please.
你若买希伯来人做奴仆, 他必服侍你六年, 第七年他可以自由, 白白地出去。
Verse 3, if he comes alone, he shall go out alone. If he is the husband of a wife, then his wife shall go out with him.
第四节,
verse 4,
他主人若给他妻子, 妻子给他生了儿子和女儿, 妻子和儿女要归主人, 他要独自出去。
Verse 5, but if the slave plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out as a free man. Stick together. Then his master shall bring him to God. Then he shall bring him to the door of the
house,
and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him permanently.
Okay, 好。 感谢主, 好,
Praise the Lord.
那么在这里我们看见,
now here we read,
这一个典章讲什么呢?
What this ordinance is about?
有的希伯来人穷了,
some Hebrew became a poor,
把自己卖了,
so they sold themselves.
卖多少, 可以卖多少钱呢?
How much could they sell themselves for?
大概当时是20块钱,
probably in those days money
$20. 到主耶稣的年代,
in Jesus' time,
啊, 也许是贬值了,
maybe it's a deflation,
也许是奴仆身价高一点了,
or maybe because slave's price simply has gone up.
主耶稣的年代, 这个卖身的奴隶啊, 可以卖30块钱,
in Jesus' time, a slave could sell himself for 30 shekels.
你们记得吗?
Do you recall?
犹大卖主耶稣,
that
卖了多少钱啊?
That when Judas sold Jesus, how much did he sell Jesus?
就是30块钱, 玛利亚献给主的那一尊香膏值多少钱啊?
How much the perfume cost that Mary offered to Jesus?
多少钱?
30两银子,
要注意哦, 犹大卖主是30块钱, 玛利亚献给主的是32的银子,
okay.
不一样哦。
All right, when Judas sold Jesus, it's $30, right? And when Mary offered the perfume to Jesus, it's 300 denarii.
那一两银子大概三块多钱。
So one denarius is about $3.
好。
All right.
你们去比较。好。
Now you make a comparison of our prices.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Now, beloved.
人穷了，只好把自己卖了。
When a Hebrew became poor, he had to sell him.
但在神的典章里头有个规定。
But in God's ordinance,
你既然把自己卖给你的主人，
here is the regulation: if you sell yourself to your master,
你就要甘心做他的奴仆来服侍他。
Then willingly you sold himself to your master.
服侍几年？
To serve him for how long?
六年。
Six years.
六年完了。
After、
这个仆人就可以自由了。
This slave could go out free.
那是我们有一天被卖了，想不想自由啊
？If one day we are sold, don't we want to gain this freedom?
特别现在的人很讲究自由。
Especially for modern day people, we just thought this freedom is a big issue.
你们这些年轻的弟兄啊，
Now,
比我们这些老头子啊。更要自由，对不对
？You young people probably desire freedom more than we old people.
实在这也是人的天性。
This is simply human nature.
谁愿意做人的奴仆啊
？Who wants to be another person's slave?
都愿意做一个自主的人。
Everybody wants to be autonomous.
一切随心所欲。
I'll do whatever pleases me.
那么在这个典章里头怎么说了
？So what is the this ordinance say?、
他在这里说啊。奴仆服侍了六年就可以走了。
Here, a Hebrew slave, after he served his master 6 years, he could leave.
没有条件的让他走。
Without any conditions attached.
如果他带着妻子来，妻子和他一起走。
If he had brought his wife to the master, all they went out as a couple.
若是主人替他娶妻，生了儿女。妻子儿女要留给主人。
If the master gave him a wife and children,
他自己一个人走。
Then he himself went out alone. The wife and children should stay with the master.
这是神给人的恩典。
Now this is the grace God gives.
叫他们有自由。
Simply to give them freedom.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
如果他说、啊、如果有的仆人啊，他明明的向主人说。
If some servants should say this so plainly to their
masters,
I love my master
and
my wife and my children.
我不愿意自由出去。
I do not want to go out free.
我要陪，永远来服侍你。
I want to serve my master forever.
在另外一处的圣经，
Now in another passage,
就是这个《新命记》第十五章
That is Deuteronomy
那里啊、就给我们看见另外一面
There, we see the other side of this ordinance.
他说啊如果你的仆人啊不要走
Now,
不是、啊、要走
The passage says that if your servant wants to leave
你不要让他空手就去啊
You should not let him go out empty handed
要从你的羊群中这个禾场上酒渣里头很多东西他能带多少你就给他多少
But from your flock from your wine vat from your threshing floor give him whatever he can bring along
这是神格外的恩典
This is God's extra grace
叫这些做主人的不要苛待这些仆人
So that these masters should not treat their servants harshly
因为他说他已经服侍你六年了。
Because God says that the servants have served you 6 years.
无论是男仆，无论是女仆，都不可以亏待他。
Now, be male or female servants, you should not treat them harshly.
好不好？好不好
？Isn't that good?
哎呀，实在很好。
It certainly is good.
很倒霉，自己穷了，卖身了。
Well, it's quite a bad luck that a person should be so poor and sold
himself. 那么久才得着自由。
Now, after waiting for so many years, that finally he became free.
特别在今世代，自由是何等的宝贵、啊。
Now, especially in today's age, that this freedom is so precious.
法国大革命的时候，他们有一个口号。
Now, during the French Revolution.
不自由无人死。
Give me freedom or let me die.
不自由就死了算吧。
If I'm not free, I would rather die.
但是人强调自由。
So therefore, men simply emphasize this freedom, brothers and sisters.
当时在典章说。他们要自由就让他们去。
The ordinance says that when the time is up, they should go out free.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
竟然有的仆人说我不要走了。
There should be slaves who said, I do not want to go out.
为什么不走啊？
Why do you don't want to go?
你怎么这么笨啊？
How could you be so stupid?
有机会自由不走。
Now you got a chance to leave. You don't want to leave?
他不走是有原因的。
And there is a reason.
他说我爱我的主人。
That he did not want to leave because he said, I love my master.
我的妻子和你。
And my wife and my children.
我要侍奉你。
I want to serve you.
新命记就讲得更清楚了。
Here, Deuteronomy.
新命记说啊。
Says it more distinctly.
他说我爱你和你的家。
I love you and your household.
我住在你家里真好啊。
It is so good that I could live in your house.
所以啊，我不愿意离开。
Therefore, I simply do not want to leave.
就是这样。
Wow, this is exactly what happened. Beloved,
这一个人不愿意离开。
This person did not want to
leave. 因为他服侍主人六年。
Because after he served his master,
住在主人的家中。
He lived in his
master's house. 觉得主人待他很好。
He felt that his master
treated him well. 觉得主人的家有温暖。
And he felt there was this warmth in his master's house.
觉得和他的同伴，就是他的妻子，他的儿女很可爱。
He also felt that his companions, his wife, and his children were so lovely.
所以他不要离开。
Therefore, he did not want to go out.
这个典章。
Now, this ordinance
是在旧约里头律法之外的一个恩典的安排。
It's the arrangement of grace outside of the statutes of the Old Testament.
仆人可以自由选择。
That is that the servants could have the free will to choose.
选择离开主人。
Whether to leave his master.
或者选择永远服侍主人。
Or to choose to serve his master.
原因在哪里？
Now, what's the reason for this?
一切因为爱的缘故。
It's all because of the love, for the sake of love.
当年可能有许多做仆人的都离开了。
In those days, maybe many servants left.
为什么离开？
Why did they left their
masters? 因为他们不觉得有主人的爱。
Because they did not feel the love of their masters.
不觉得主人的家可爱。
They did not feel that their masters home were lovely. Even
妻子儿女也都不可爱。
They felt their wives, their children were not that lovable.
就是他自己最可爱。
But he himself was the most lovable.
所以他拣选自由。
Therefore, he simply chose freedom.
这是说明什么呢？
What does this all tell us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Beloved.
这个比喻和我们有关系吗？这个典章和我们有关系吗？
Is this ordinance, any way related to us?
我觉得和我们这些神儿女有非常非常大的关系。
And I feel that this ordinance is so closely related to us as God's children.
它就像一面的镜子。
It's just like a mirror.
来照照我们。
Simply reflecting who we are.
愿主今天晚上借着这一面的镜子。
Now,Tonight, may the Lord, through this mirror,
也让我们对着这个镜子来照一照。
Also allow us to look at it and reflect our true being.
我这一个卖身的奴仆。
Now, I, as a slave, sold out.
我理当服侍你。
I'm supposed to serve you, Lord.
我是怎样的一个仆人？
And what kind of servant am I?
我想我们还是要读几节圣经。
And I think we need to read a few more passages to expound this very matter.
这也就是我昨天一直到昨天早上四点钟我才睡觉。
Now, I didn't go to sleep until 4 a.m. yesterday morning.
你们有的人 6点多钟7点就起床了。
Some of you probably got up around 6 or 7 in the morning.
我才开始上床。
So it's about the time you got up and then I went to bed.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
这就是我这个无用的仆人。
Now I am such a useless
servant.
Because often I do not comprehend God's meaning.
感觉也迟钝。
And I was very slow in understanding.
感谢主的怜悯。
But I thank the Lord for His mercy.
我觉得我这样改一改，好像还是对的。
And I feel that my change my outline is right.
那么，本来晚上后面要讲的这一段。
Now the latter part of the outline for tonight.
主若愿意，是明天下午我们要讲的。
We will talk about it tomorrow afternoon, Lord willing.
我们来看看。 主怎么对我们说?
Now let's consider what the Lord says to us here.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few passages here.
哥林多前书第六章。
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
19节。
19. 1 Corinthians 6, 19.
找到吗? 好，我们用华文读一次。
Have you found it? Now let's read the verse in Chinese first.
19节，20节，何解我们一起读吧。
Or we just read it together.
对不起，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。 因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。这两节圣经告诉我们，我们是主耶稣重价买来的，that
we have been bought with a price by Lord Jesus.
所以我们不是自己的人。Therefore,
we're no longer our own.
乃是神的人。
We belong to God.
而且神借着圣灵住在我们身上。
And also through the Holy Spirit, God indwells us.
神要求我们荣耀他。
Therefore, God demands that we glorify Him.
不只要甘心做仆人。
Not only are willing to be His servant.
还要做得欢欢喜喜。
But joyfully to be His servant. So that God could be glorified. And here we read especially. Verse 20, for you have been bought with a price. Now we just mentioned about this ordinance. How much money the master would spend to buy this? Servant $20.
到了主耶稣的日子也不过30块钱。
When it comes to Jesus' time, at most it's $30.
很便宜,
it's 不值钱, very cheap. It didn't cost much.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
but beloved,
你我这些蒙恩的孩子,
you and I, all of us are.
神是用重价买了我们。
All of us are God's children, saved by His grace.
这个重价有多重呢?
And God saved us through a price. How heavy the price is?
重到我们不会说，不会领会到底有多重。
It's so heavy to the point that we simply do not know how to talk about it, and we nor do we comprehend it.
神买我们不容易。
Because it's not an easy thing for Him to buy us. It's through such a tremendous price that He bought us.
就是用他自己心爱的独生的爱子的宝血。
It is through the very precious blood of His only begotten Son.
让他儿子为我们受苦，为我们舍命流血。
He wants His Son to die for us, to bleed for us.
买了我们。
In order to redeem us.
因为我们自从亚当堕落犯罪以后,
because ever since Adam sinned and fell,
全人类就卖给罪,
the whole mankind was sold to become the slaves of sin.
在神公义的面前, 所有的人都要被咒诅。
Before God's righteousness, all men are condemned.
我们在神律法的下面是被定罪受咒诅的。
And before under God's law, we are simply condemned and cursed.
谁能拯救我们脱离神公义的审判？
Who can deliver us from God's righteous judgment?
谁能叫我们免去律法的咒诅？
Who can spare us from the curse from the law?
唯有神的儿子。
Only God's Son.
他完全满足了神公义的要求。
He completely satisfies God's righteous demand.
他才有资格来替我们死。
Only He who is qualified to die for us.
替我们还清这个罪债。
To repay all the debt of sin.
亲爱的弟兄。
Beloved.
神买我们。
God has bought us.
是出了何等重大的代价。
And with what price he has.
所以弟兄保罗告诉我们说。
Therefore our brother Paul told us.
要在我们的身上来荣耀神。
That we need to glorify us, God in us.
是主所买的。
We were bought by the Lord.
你当做他的仆人。
Supposedly, we should be his slave
来服侍他,
to serve him.
底下我们再读一处圣经。
Now, next, we will read another passage.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians 5:14.
十四、十五两节。
Verses 14 and 15.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's read them all together.
原来基督的爱激励我们，令我们想。感谢主，好。
Praise the Lord。
这里保罗进一步给我们看见。
Here Paul shows us one step further。
他说啊。
He says,
这个原来基督爱激励我们。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ controls us.
因我们想一个人就是主耶稣。
Having concluded this, that
替我们众人死。
One, that Jesus Christ died for all.
在基督的里面。
Therefore, in Christ,
他也带着我们众人都死了。
We died with him.
十五节说。
Verse 15.
并且他替我们众人死。
And he died for all.
是叫我们这些活着的人。
So that they who live.
不再为自己活。
Might no longer live for themselves.
来为替他们死而复活的主来活。
But for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
保罗不只告诉我们我们是主耶稣宝血所买来的。
Not only does Paul tell us that we are bought by his precious blood.
在保罗的认识和经历的里面。
In Paul's understanding in his experiences.
深深地体会神的爱。
He deeply feels God's love.
所以他说神的爱激励了他。
Therefore, he simply said that God's love has constrained him.
所以他愿意为主来活。
That so that he's willing to live for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved brothers and sisters.
这是保罗在神的蒙恩。
This is the grace that God has bestowed it upon
us. 你我这些信主蒙恩的人。
For you and me who have believed in him,
我们曾和承认神的主权。
And we have received his grace, we should acknowledge his
sovereignty. 他用他儿子的宝血来买我们。
Because through his son's precious blood, he has redeemed us.
这是极重的代价。
What extremely heavy price.
我们永远没有办法来还这个债。
We would never be able to pay back the debt.
我们乐甘心做仆人。
But if we are willingly to
在我们的生活
slaves,
在我们的工作和侍奉来荣耀神
in our life, in our work, in our services, we will glorify him.
这是神让他儿子来替我们死盼望得着的
And this is exactly what God wants to gain when he allowed his son to die for us.
一个仆人怎么可能永远侍奉主人呢?
How could a servant serve his master forever?
就像刚才我们提的那个旧约的那个典章,
just as the Old Testament ordinance we just mentioned.
人服侍主人六年就要有腰间雅根来服侍了。
A person, after he served his master 6 years, he probably had to grind his teeth to continue to serve him.
一面服侍,一面计算年日。
And throughout the years that he, well, he was serving,
哎呀,
好不容易才过了一年,两年,三年。 Oh, just 1 year, 3 years passed.
哎呀, 感谢神,6年到了。
And finally, the
这一下,
year came,
我下个月就可以自由了。
Next month, I'm free.
这样的仆人会好好服侍主人吗?
A servant like this, would he serve his master?
会很甘心地服侍主人吗?
Would he serve his master freely?
会服侍得很甜蜜吗?
Would he serve his master sweetly?
不可能。
Never.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
有做奴仆的蒙恩典。
Some of the servants who have received the grace.
为什么不肯走呢?
And he would not want to leave.
因为尝过了主人的爱。
Because he had tasted his master's love.
这个爱征服了他。
And this love simply overcame him. So that he was not willing to be free.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
my dear one.
保罗告诉我们,
as Paul teaches, we have been bought with Christ. We are supposed to serve him.
神知道我们的软弱,
but God knows our weaknesses.
除非我们认识他的爱,
now, unless we come to know him,
我们经历过神的爱,
unless we have come to experience him,
我们才能甘心乐意地来侍奉,
then could it be possible for us to be willingly serving him?
再读一处圣,
now we're going to read one more
路加福音第一章,
Luke 1,
74-75节。
Verses
74 and 75.
Again, let's read it in unison.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前。 坦然无惧，用圣洁公义侍奉他。这是西西约翰的父亲撒加利亚所说的话。This
is the father of John the Baptist, Zechariah's words.
他蒙神的指示，天使的指示。Now
he was shown by the angel.
在老年无望的日子要生一个儿子。
At his old age, in the hopeless day, that he would give birth to
a son. 这个孩子起名叫约翰。
And this son should be called John.
他要成为受膏者基督的先锋。
He would become the forerunner of the anointed Jesus Christ.
他要为主耶稣预备和用的百姓。
And he would prepare a people ready for the Lord.
就是西西的约翰。
And this is the Baptist John.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他开头因为信心软弱,
John, although at the very
beginning,
Zechariah, although at the very
beginning,
he was weak in faith. He did not believe angel's words, so it is that you become dumb.
怀孕生儿子大概差不多前后九个月十个月。
Now his wife conceived and gave birth. It's about 9 or 10 months.
他就哑巴了十个月。
That's the exact time that he could not speak.
很多读经的人告诉我们,
many Bible students teach, tell us that
神是圣者的, 我们要敬畏他,
God is holy, we need to fear him.
要好好相信他,
you have to simply trust
若是我们信心软弱啊,
if our faith is weak,
神生了气了,
God will become angry.
He's
going to punish us.
你看, 西西约翰的父亲因为信心软弱,
look at Zechariah and John the Baptist's father because he was weak in faith.
神告诉, 神, 天使告诉他, 你的妻子, 要生一个孩子。
Because the angel told him already that you want to give birth to a child.
他说怎么可能呢？我老了，我妻子也老了。
And Zechariah said, how could it be that I'm old, so is my wife?
怎么可能还生儿子啊?
How could it be possible that I would give birth to a son?
我们祷告盼望了多少年都生不出来。
We have prayed about this, we have hoped for so many years, still we cannot have a son.
天使告诉他。
And an angel told him.
我不是随便告诉你了。
I'm not saying this.
我是奉神的差遣来告诉你这个事情。
In a leisure way, I am sent by God.
你竟然不信了。
And now you do not believe.
从现在开始，你就要把说不出话。
Now from here on, you will not speak, be able to speak. You will become dumb.
所以弟兄姐妹们，要好好相信主哦。
So brothers and sisters, you simply have to trust God.
不然神
God will.
天使要惩罚我们。
Otherwise, God is going to punish us.
是这样吗
？Is it so?
很多讲经的人都告诉我们。
Some theologians would expound this passage like this.
对不起。
Excuse me.
我越过也觉得好像不是这样。
Now, more and more, I really don't think this is what the passage says.
神天使叫撒加利亚哑巴说不出话了。
God, through the angel, caused Zechariah's,
我觉得不是惩罚他，叫他受苦。
Not to punish him, to make him suffer.
乃是保守他的信心。
But to keep his faith,
加强他的信心
to strengthen his faith.
什么时候话说不出来
whenever he could not,
他就再一次被提醒，这是神的意思。
Then, right at that point, he was reminded again.
我的妻子要生一个儿子。
That, according to God's will, my wife will give birth to a son. Thank God.
所以他一直哑巴说不出话来。
So all this time, he could not speak.
太太，这个老太太，心硬，越过也加重。
And this old lady, his wife, more and more, his pregnancy became.
孩子生下来了。
Became heavy and.
哎，乡的这个邻里都来了，说要给这个孩子起个名字。
All the neighbors came and to name the child.
有人说，哎呀，就叫用爸爸的名字来命名，叫他叫撒加利亚。
Some people say, why don't you just name after his father, Zechariah?
老人家怎么说呢
？The old man.
他说不出来呀。
No, because he was mute.
他们给他一块板。
So they just gave him a tablet for him to write on.
他说他的名字要叫约翰。
And he wrote his name should be John.
他觉得很奇怪，怎么你的儿子的名字要叫约翰呢
？And people were amazed. Why is it your son should be called John?
那个时候，他的口松了。
Right at that time, his mouth was full.
竟然说出话来了。
He was able to speak.
他在那里赞美神。
And there he praised God, giving glory to God.
其中说了这两句。
And then, in all the remarks he made,
他说
were the two verses we just read.
既从仇敌的手中被拯救出来。
Since we are delivered from the hands of our enemy,
叫我们可以终身以圣洁，坦然无惧。终身以圣洁公义来侍奉神。
Now we might serve him without fear in holiness, righteousness before God all our days.
终身这一个字。
Now all our days.
原文有一个意思。
In its original has this meaning.
尽所有的年日。
That is through all the years given to you.
来侍奉神。
Serve God.
可以坦然无惧，用圣洁公义来侍奉神。
We could, without fear, serve Him in holiness and righteousness throughout the year.
刚才我们读了这三处的圣经。
Now the three passages we just read all show us
是主用重价买了我们。
That first God has redeemed us with a price.
主用他的爱激励我们。
That he has constrained us through his love.
我们若承认他重价的买。
Now, if we acknowledge that we are bought by Him as Christ, and we have tasted His love,
我们就不能不像撒迦利亚所说的,
then we cannot help but be like Zechariah,
愿意尽一生所有的年日,
that with all the years you have given me, I want to serve you.
为什么可以坦然无惧呢?
Why is it we could be boldest without fear?
因为我们靠着耶稣基督,
because this is done by Christ.
可以坦然无惧进到神面前,
we simply come before Him boldly
来侍奉这位永生的神,
to serve this everlasting God.
这是做仆人的何等的福音,
oh, what a gospel for a servant.
何等的恩典,
and what grace.
弟兄姐妹, 你愿意吗?
Beloved brothers and sisters, are you
我们要问说,
willing?
我愿意吗?
We have to ask ourselves,
亲爱的,
am I willing?
弟兄姐妹,
Beloved,
但愿我们都承认,
if only we acknowledge the preciousness, the great price of the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个是无可推诿的,
and simply, this is without any, no excuse.
我们都得承认这个事实,
we all have to accept the very fact that we're bought by
但是,
the Lord. But
主的爱激励了你吗?
Has the Lord's love constrained you?
主的爱激励过我吗?
Has His love constrained me?
这是我们需要面对的一个问题。
This is the very question we need to face.
若我们缺少经历主的爱,
if we lack the experiences in His love,
我们只感觉着我们 给主买来了,没有办法只好侍奉他,
then we will feel, alright, the Lord has bought us, so we just had to serve Him.
不侍奉他,
if I don't serve Him, the Lord will not be pleased.
要侍奉他不容易,
but to serve Him is not an easy task.
我们要做一个好的基督徒,
we have to be good Christians.
不容易,
not easy.
我们个人每个人有每个人的难处,
each person has his own predicament.
有的时候在家中, 虽然大家都是一同蒙恩的, 可是意见不一样,
in the house of God, although we are all saved by His grace, but we have different opinions, we have different ideas.
有的弟兄要爱主,
some brothers want to love the Lord,
姐妹拉着弟兄的后腿,
and their wives seem to pull in their legs.
何必那么信得那么美呀?
And saying that, well, since you have believed, don't be such a fanatic.
其实更多的姐妹, 家里的姐妹都比较爱主,
as a matter of fact, it seems to be that
好像是有的弟兄够不上,
sisters seem to love the Lord more, and brothers lag behind. And every day you go to the church,
整天都管主的事情,
every day you're concerned yourself about the Lord's name. You don't pay any attention to family's
things.
This is usually brother's accusation, and it's not easy to be
like-minded.
And also we have problems at work.
我们做基督徒,
now, being Christian,
我想最大的一个难处,
the greatest difficulty,
不知道你们有没有感觉,
I don't know if you feel this way.
也许你们这里比较好,
maybe this church is better.
我学习服事主60几年了,
it has been more than 60 years since I learned.
也经过一些教会,
and I've been through several
在中国,
churches.
那个时候我还年轻,
in China when I was young,
1951年到了香港, 住了22年,
in 1951 I went to Hong Kong, I stayed there 22 years.
为做侍奉不大长进,
now because I wasn't growing that much in the Lord,
还常常挨骂,
alright, for the sake of service that I felt I did not grow that much spiritually,
到后来,
often I was scolded by others.
为做真理, 为做道路, 看法还有一些不一样,
and later on, because of the way, because of the truth, we had simply had a different opinion. And what a grind of the service is.
1973年到了美国,
in 1973, I came to the States.
算一算,
now, as I counted,
38年都过去了,
38 years have passed.
不是主好吗?
Is it good to serve the Lord?
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
不瞒你们说,
Now I'm not going to hide this.
有的时候觉得蛮好的。
Sometimes I feel serving the Lord is wonderful. And brothers and sisters are so lovable.
弟兄姐妹也爱我,
and they love me too.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but they love it.
有的时候在试炼中,
sometimes when I am in trial. When there are problems within the church.
同工出了问题,
and there are issues among co-workers.
你要好好跟随主。
Now, you have to follow the Lord closely.
有许多理由没有办法讲。
There are so many reasons that you cannot make public.
有的误会你没办法解释。
So many misunderstandings you cannot explain.
因为我在40多年前,
because 40 years ago,
听见一位带领我的弟兄说到一位连长的同工。
I heard this brother, from this brother who led me, and he talked about an elderly co-worker.
他被人有一个非常严重的误会。
He was so badly misunderstood by other people.
但是他没有解释。
But he did not explain.
我们带领我的陈弟兄问说, 弟兄,你为什么不解释一下? 这个谣言就不就停了吗?
Now, Brother Chan, who mentored me, asked that misunderstood brother, saying, Brother, why don't you explain it? Then all the issues would be clear.
那位连长的同工告诉你,陈弟兄说, 我若解释, 我就没有十字架。
And that elderly brother said this to Brother Chan, saying that if I explain it, then I no longer have the cross.
因为他不敢解释。
And because he was wouldn't dare to explain, he was willing to take the cross. And the rumor simply just went all over the places, simply sabotaging all his reputation. So he simply encountered the extremely difficulties in services, beloved.
我个人一点点不多的经历,
now, with my few experiences,
感谢主,
I want to thank the Lord
主给我一个好的妻子,
that He has granted me such a wonderful wife.
所以, 也许他在这个家中, 我是他的十字架,
maybe in my home, I am her cross.
我有的时候要求他多一点。
Sometimes I demand much from her.
不过, 求姐妹原谅我,
but I like to ask forgiveness from her. Sometimes I also feel that she's my cross.
但是这个十字架不重,
however, this cross is not heavy, it's light.
就是在教会中,
but
在香港主让我所经历的,
in the church in Hong Kong that God allowed me to experience.
在美国这38年里头不止一次。
And also in 30 years in the States, not once.
许多的误会领导我。
So many misunderstandings have come to me.
不能解释,
which I cannot explain.
我不敢解释,
which I dare not to explain.
我的接受,
I simply accept it.
一同服侍的人的误会,
I simply accept all the misunderstandings from those people I serve together with.
感谢神,
I thank my God.
这一个软弱的人,
me being so weak,
难免觉得十字架沉重,
often feel a feeling that the heaviness of the cross.
但是我们的连长弟兄有一首诗歌,
but there is a hymn written by an elderly brother, that the cross will not be more than His grace. As long as we are willing to rely on Him, it's not that we can take up our cross. Instead, it is the Lord and we together take up the cross. I lean on Him. He takes the full responsibility on me. For me, He takes up the cross.
29节那里说。
Therefore, Matthew 11:29.
他说：“你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
”Take my yoke and learn from me.
那个轭就是十字架的意思。
That yoke simply means the cross.
因为我的轭是容易的。
Because my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
My burden is light.
你们肯来跟我学。
Are you willing to learn from me?
你们就必得安享安息。
If so, you will have your rest.
劳苦担重担的人都可以到主这里来。
He who is weary and heavy laden,
主叫我们得安息。
The Lord gives us this rest,
我们都得着了。
Which we have all received.
可是呢，弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters,
你想安息吗？
Do you want to have this rest?
我们所得着的安息，我们想了没有？
The rest we have received, have we enjoyed it?
能常享安息吗？
Can you often enjoy this rest? 除非
我们愿意接受主给我们的十字架。
Only when you're willing to receive the cross.
末了我在我读圣经了，我稍微提一下。
Now at the end, I will not read more passages.
保罗有一次写信给加拉太的众教会。
When Paul once wrote the letter to the church at Galatia,
他告诉他们说。
He said this to him.
他说啊，你们呐、啊，
Galatians.
他是无知的加拉太人呐、啊，耶稣基督为你们定了十字架。
Foolish ones, Jesus Christ. 3:1, chapter 3, verse 1. You foolish Galatians.
他说，基督的十字架是活化在你们的眼前。
Now before your eyes, Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed.
谁又迷惑了你们呢
？Who has bewitched you?
第五章第一节说。
Now chapter 5, verse 1.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free.
所以要站立得住。
Therefore, keep standing firm.
不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
简单说一下。
Now, simply put.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Beloved.
亚当和夏娃那个时候没有罪。
Now Adam and Eve had no sin.
就天然的人来说是一个完全的人。
As to their natural man, they were perfect.
他们受撒旦的欺骗。
But they were deceived by Satan.
结果落在撒旦的手里。
And then
they
fell victim to Satan to be his slave.
我们这些亚当的子孙。
Now all of us, as descendants of Adam,
是亚当堕落之后的子孙。
We are his descendants after he fell.
撒旦一直不断的要来迷惑我们。
And Satan continually tried to deceive us.
叫我们回到他的权下，做他的奴隶。
So that we would come once again under his power to be his slave.
当日加拉太的众教会就是这样。
This is exactly what happened to the Galatian church.
他们在主的路上跟随主觉得太难了。
Now they felt so weak in the journey following the Lord.
就像哥林多全书，不是罗马书所说的。
Just as Romans teaches.
罗马书在那里告诉我们。
Now, in Romans,
他说我们是已经卖给罪了。
We are sold under sin.
我们是属肉体的人。
We are carnal.
所以我们没有办法好好侍奉主。
So there's no way for us to serve
the Lord well. 保罗为着他自己的失败和软弱。
Now Paul for his own failures.
他说我真是苦啊。
He says, wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体。
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
罪恶和肉体。
Sin and the flesh.
在保罗的身上
In Paul's body.
就像一个死尸在保罗身上那样的痛苦
Are just like the dead corpse being placed on him makes him suffer.
当时罗马帝国有一个刑罚
And in the Roman Empire in those days there was this punishment.
那些被反抗的这个百姓
Those who rebelled against Roman government.
很多人要被杀
All, Many of them would be killed.
有人没有被杀被掳了
And those who were not killed but taken captive.
他们怎么刑罚这些活着的人呢？
How would Romans punish those living ones? 叫他
被一个死人。
They would simply ask them to
把一个死人绑在活人的背后。
And simply bind this, tie this dead person on the back of that man. And that captive would be running around before the public.
那是何等的苦啊！
Oh, what a groan!
跑到什么时候？
Until when?
跑到力竭气衰。
Until he was totally exhausted.
也许也就倒，就倒，躺在那里死了。
Maybe he simply collapsed. 这是一个非常可怕的刑罚。And this is a horrible punishment.
保罗当日就有一个感觉。
And in those days, Paul had a feeling.
罪和肉体。
His sin and his flesh.
撒旦利用罪和肉体来苦待我们。
Which are used by Satan to cause us to suffer.
叫我们忘记主的救恩。
So that we would forget about the Lord's salvation.
来努力，来挣扎。
We strive to struggle by our own strength.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
你我
有没有什么挣扎，叫我们不能好好跟随主？
Do you and I have any struggling that we cannot follow the Lord closely?
让我们发现保罗为我们所发现的。
Now let's all discover which Paul has discovered.
在绝望中。
In despair.
他后来说感谢神。
Paul says, "Thank God."
如今我们在基督耶稣里面。
Now in Christ Jesus,
啊，在他的里面
，in Christ，
我们得着了释放
，we are set free，
在他的里面
，in Him，
我们蒙拯救
，we are redeemed，
神释放了我
，God has
差遣他的圣灵在我们里面
，God has sent His Holy Spirit to
dwell in us， 这圣灵要帮助我
，His Holy Spirit will help us，
好好的来侍奉神
，so that we could serve God well，
来走这条十字架的道路
，to walk in the very way of the cross。
主恩待我。
May the Lord command His grace on us。Shall we have a further word of prayer？
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Loving Heavenly Father， we simply thank
you。你如何向亚伯拉罕显现？
Just as how you reveal yourself to
Abraham。给他看见那个荣耀的标杆。
And you show him that glorious goal.
就是你所建造的那个有根基的城。
That is the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
他在跟随你的路上多少的软弱失败。
Although Abraham failed and was so weak in the journey.
你仍然爱他。
But you still love him.
希望他继续的显现。
Continue to show yourself to him.
使他终于成为一个完全的人。
So finally he became a perfect one.
能够欢欢喜喜、坦然无惧地见你的面。
And joyfully he could meet you, see your face with confidence.
感谢神。
We thank God.
你已经带他到你的怀抱中。
You have led him into your bosom.
在那里他得着安息。
There he had received his rest.
多少的属灵的先辈。
Oh, so many spiritual giants.
他们是亚伯拉罕真实的子孙。
They are Abraham's true seed.
他们也看见了那一座有根基的城。
They also have seen the city with foundations.
走完了他们的道路。
They have finished their race.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
求你把这个荣耀的意象向我们显明。
We ask that you also will show us the glory.
你不只拯救了我们，
not only have you received,
赦免我们的罪，
forgiven our sins,
叫我们可以来跟随你，
so that we could come to follow you.
你要帮助我们，
but also you will help us.
你要成全我们，
you will perfect us.
你要用爱来激励、来扶持我们。
You will strengthen us and you will also constrain us with
you. 你要借着圣灵帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Through the Holy Spirit, you will help us who are so weak.
来走这一条属天的道路。
To walk in this heavenly journey.
亲爱的主。
Beloved Lord.
保守我们。
Keep us.
一面求你赦免我们许多的软弱。
On the one hand, we ask that you forgive us so many weaknesses.
求你不顾我们的感觉。
We ask that you would neglect our feelings.
照着你的名义成就在我们身上。
But according to your good pleasure, let your purpose be done.
但愿那一天。
May that on that day,
当你回来的时候,
when you return,
我们可以欢欢喜喜在你的面前,
with joy we can stand before you,
向你交账,
to settle the account.
你要带领我们进入荣耀的天国,
and you will lead us into the glorious kingdom.
和你一同享安息的荣耀,
together we will enjoy the rest of
his and glorify with
you.By our own means,
我们没有办法
we simply cannot do it. But we thank you.
你的爱要激励我们
Your love will constrain us.
你的圣灵要帮助我们
Your Holy Spirit will help us.
让我们把这个软弱的自己交在你的手中
So we simply commit to our weak members of yours into your hands.
愿你的旨意成就在我们这些软弱的人身上。
May your will be done in us who are weak.
靠主耶稣的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，明天下午啊，时间弟兄们报告。